So, are there any clarification, burning questions that you would like to ask now on the first two presentations? No? Okay. I think we should proceed with the program. Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you.
My name is Nyamongo from Kenya. I head the Genetic Resources Conservation Institute. I believe the spirit of Nagoya and the international treaty is complementarity as opposed to conflicting interests. Now, the passing of Nagoya, especially for those countries that have ratified both regimes, we have started seeing conflicting interests. What could be your best advice on this?
Thank you. Is there another question that you would like to, clarification? No, okay. Give a short answer now or after everything?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, we have to look at the global system for ABS as a system with several instruments. So the Nagoya Protocol is the broadest of the instruments, but then you have particular instruments for specific components. So the Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture is well recognized as one of those instruments. So whenever you have species or genetic resources following under the treaty, then the rules of the Nagoya Protocol do not apply. You apply the specific rules of the treaty. And if in the future we end up with some other specific treaties for other genetic resources, the same would apply. The treaty multilateral system on ABS applies to those genetic resources in Annex 1. If in the future that Annex 1 is expanded, then it would apply to more genetic resources. But currently, it's confined to those listed in Annex 1. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm moving to...